CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Elizabeth Peake, a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business, and also writes the New York Sun. And I'm looking at a poll of President Biden, who is right now presenting himself for re-election. And the polling about approval, disapprove was run by ABC News, Washington Post. There's no reason to believe these polls are discontinuous with others. The numbers, however, are surprising given the re-election campaign and the administration of the end of the pandemic, the riding out of the war in Europe, and now the Bidenomics spending extravagantly on American infrastructure and other parts of the American economy. The president's poll rating, which is a way of saying, I don't approve of what's going on, or I'm worried about the future. It's not just personal, but the numbers are surprisingly low. The disapproval numbers are very high. And the one that comes to me most in Liz's excellent column is that of Americans earning between $50,000 and $100,000 a year, that is the sweet spot of American progress, 39% approval, 39. Liz, it's not just re-election. It's that the president is being told that Americans don't like the way this is going. What in particular do Americans want? I mean, I'm not looking at the election now. I'm looking at right now, course change. What is it that you find in these polls they want to happen?
Well, I think first and foremost, it is the cost of living. It is the fact that everything, everybody is aware that the price of everything has gone higher. And again, maybe one of the most visible things is energy. And the president, I'm actually shocked that the president has not tempered his anti-oil stance one bit. I mean, this is something, it is easy to document that the president's approval ratings go up and down with the price of gasoline, pure and simple. That is one kind of obvious statement about where the cost of living is. And when people go and fill up their car and the price of gasoline is getting close to $5 again, they are angry. And in the case of Joe Biden, they blame the president because they know that from day one, he has taken acreage off of lease. He's canceled pipelines. He's canceled drilling permits. He has in every possible way stunted the exploration and production for new oil in the United States. And people aren't stupid. They get that. And they connect the dots between those actions and the fact that oil prices are so high, maybe unfairly, but in fact, it is partly fair. I mean, If the United States was paying producing 2 or 3 more million barrels of oil a day, which they well might be had we continued on the course we were on under President Trump, Saudi Arabia and Russia would have much less to say about where oil prices stand. We were the biggest oil producer in the world under Trump. Now we're not. So, you know, that's a pretty obvious place to be pretty disgruntled. So I think that would go a long way. And by the way, that's also Biden's climate agenda is also the reason the UAW is on strike. Yes, they want higher wages. What they really don't want is this big push towards electric vehicles, which require so much less labor to produce than traditional internal combustion engines. So the UAW would very much like to see Biden roll that back or delay the transition to EVs, which he has accelerated even in the past year. So some of these things the president has done to appease the climate lobby are really hurting Americans. They think it's going to be, worse because people are going to lose their jobs. And I think those are things the president could do quickly to make matters better. And yet, you know, he's pretty stuck on his green plan.
There's an article in Axios, a publication that covers Washington heavily with insider information, that also underlines the opinion of the American people about the president's seniority. And this is a matter that America is very careful about. We've lived through presidents who have disabilities or recovering from gunshots or accidents or surgical events. But President Biden is not a young man, and he's not getting any younger. And Axios underlines the details of how his staff are concerned about him. They're concerned that he might fall. That's an election issue. But they're concerned about his well-being. How else can Americans express that except in these polls? I don't think this is all ideology. I think they're trying to say what we've seen again and again from Democrats. Please do not run for re-election. And the president is not listening, Liz.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's twofold. I think Americans don't like a lot of the policies. Not every American. Some are very dug in on the Democrat agenda. That's fine. But I think it's a combination in his case of pretty extreme policies. And we could talk about that at another time. But he's not a moderate. That's what he ran on. And he has not governed as a moderate, and particularly on climate, I would agree. And I would argue, and also on immigration. I mean, my gosh, the headlines on immigration and people coming into the country illegally now are horrifying. And nobody thinks that's appropriate. So it's partly policy. And yes, it's his age. But by the way, being 80 is not the issue. He's an old 80. There are a lot of 80-year-olds who are functioning in the business world and the political world just fine. He is not one of them. And I think it's extremely alarming to think of Joe Biden sitting down with Xi Jinping or any other world leader and conducting this country's business. We have no idea if he's capable of doing that. So, it's a problem. I don't know how he turns it around. There are many calls for him to resign, retire, whatever. At this point, I think that throws the Democrat Party into a little bit of a turmoil because there is no obvious successor. And there are plenty of people who would like to be his successor, including, of course, his vice president. But she's even more unpopular than he is. So there are a lot of things confronting this and challenging this president right now, whether he understands that and is willing to make moves to improve his situation. There's no indication of it yet.
We have a clue. Mr. DeSantis has agreed to debate Mr. Newsom.
Yeah.
Yes. That strikes me as in an Agatha Christie novel, that would be foreshadowing. Do you agree, Liz?
Totally right. And by the way, it worries me very much because if you compare the records of California and Florida, Florida wins hands down on every single matrix. Unfortunately, Newsom is very telegenic, very glib. I worry he will out-debate Ron DeSantis, who has all the facts on his side.
Elizabeth Peake, she writes a column for The Hill. She writes a column for Fox News, much on Fox Business. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bass.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.